بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قال في قل هو الله أحد والذي نفسي بيده إنها لتعدل ثلث القرآن. وفي رواية أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأصحابه: أيعجز أحدكم أن يقرأ بثلث القرآن في ليلة؟ فشق ذلك عليهم وقالوا: أينا يطيق ذلك يا رسول الله؟ فقال: قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، ثلث القرآن. رواه البخاري. This chapter where Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has drawn our attention to certain ahadith wherein certain surahs and certain verses of the Quran are highlighted in the sense that they have special significance. The first of the ahadith in this chapter we discussed at great length the special significance attached to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to as A'zamu suratin fil Quran, the most august, the most auspicious surah in the Quran, that is Surah Fatiha. In this hadith, the special significance that is attached to what we refer to as Suratul Ikhlas. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu is the narrator. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with regards to قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, in other words, Surah Ikhlas, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, I take an oath upon that being in whose hands lies my life, إِنَّهَا لَتَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ, without any doubt, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, in other words, Surah Ikhlas is equivalent to one third of the Quran. In another narration, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on one occasion to his companions, are any one of you able to recite one third of the Quran at night? Are any one of you able to recite one third of the Quran at night? شَقَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ, naturally this constituted something very, very difficult. If you look at the whole Quran, more than 6,000 verses, how much time is it going to take to recite one third of the entire Quran? So Rasulullah is saying to his Sahaba, أَيَعْجِزُ, do you have the ability? In other words, this is an instruction. Allah's Rasul is telling them, read one third of the Quran in one night. So they said, أَيُّنَا يُتِيقُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Nabi of Allah, who of us possibly is able, going to be able to do this? And particularly, we find in our Shariat, commands are not given one-off, but the maqsood, the desire of Shariat is what we call dawam, or istiqamah, to persevere on something. So if you are reading قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says read it at night, it means read it every night. So in this case, Sahaba would have understood that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is asking us to read one third of the Qur'an every night. So أَيُّنَا يُتِيقُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ, O Nabi of Allah, who of us can have this kind of ability? So to this Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ ثُلُثُ الْقُرْآنِ, this surah constitutes one third of the Quran. This particular chapter which we are currently discussing, we spend a lot of time discussing the significance of Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, we are reading it in every rakat of every salah. One is the special virtues. Like I said, we discussed it at length. What is important is that we develop a link, an association, a bond, an attachment with the Quran. And for that, aside from reading regularly the Quran, We need to try and develop an understanding of the Quran. Quran was not revealed just to read for barakat and blessings. We have to understand the message of the Quran. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in the Quran? Unfortunately, today there is general apathy and a disregard with regards to the importance of this. We need to develop an association with the ulama-i kiram to learn from them. And if we are not able, or we feel it's beyond our ability to learn the whole Quran or the meaning of the entire Quran, at least these surahs and these verses of the Quran which are highlighted. For example, Surah Fatiha. What does Surah Fatiha mean? In Surah Fatiha, what are we saying? We read it, we hear it in every rakat of every salah. Either we are listening to it or we ourselves are reading it, depending on whether it's Farz Salah or Nawafil Salah. To ponder over its meaning, to reflect. Likewise, Surah Ikhlas, which we are currently discussing. If you look at it, it was a Makki Surah. It was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama. That is in the early part of the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's only four verses. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Every one of us, aside from reading this regularly, as we will see in these ahadith, the exhortation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to this, what is very, very important is for us to read it with understanding. Develop this attachment, particularly the month of Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. So many of us would have different mindsets, anticipation, trepidation in some instances. Ramadan is coming, I'll have to give up things that I shouldn't be, that I'm normally too used to. But let us, from an imani perspective, develop a fervor, develop an anticipation. We heard just now in the Fajr Salah, after in the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. This dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the month of when Rajab would start. What does this hadith or this dua teach us? Anticipation, spiritual preparation before Ramadan, for Ramadan, to look forward. And one aspect, like I'm currently discussing, look forward to increasing our attachment with the Quran. Aside from Taraweeh Salah and aside from listening to Quran in Taraweeh, let us decide that every day in Ramadan we will learn something from the Quran. What is the meaning of the Quran? Particularly, like we said, Surah Fatiha. If you don't know what Surah Fatiha means, learn the meaning of Surah Fatiha. Likewise, Surah Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Now what is the significance of where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying thuluthul Quran? This is only four verses out of more than 6,000 verses. Now why one third of the Quran? Imam Allama Ghazali rahimahullah says that if you look at the Quran, generally the Quran comprises of three themes. The three themes, one is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's marifat. Who is Allah? What are the sifat? What are the attributes of Allah? This is part of iman, an integral part of iman, to develop this, what we call marifat of Allah, recognition of Allah, sifat of Allah, attributes of Allah, talk about Allah. In our jamaat circles, we are encouraged daily, talk about Allah, invite towards Allah. And one of the greatest means by which we can get an understanding of this is Surah Ikhlas. Because in it, Allah introduces Himself. Kul, tell them, who Allah, He is Allah. So the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second aspect, theme that reverberates throughout the Quran is Akhirat. The life hereafter, the life after death. And the third, according to Allama Ghazali rahimahullah, is what we call Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the straight path. What is the way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? So if the Quran is divided into these three themes, and we find Surah Ikhlas is Allah's recognition. In other words, one third of the Quran. Likewise, Abu Abbas bin Shuraykh rahimahullah says that the verses of the Quran are generally of three types. One is what we call wa'd and wa'id. Promises, if you will do something, what Allah will give you. If you will stay away from, and if, one hand, what we call wa'd, Allah, what Allah will give you if you will do something. Then wa'id, warnings for doing certain wrongs. So he says this is one aspect that is found throughout the Quran. In other words, what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. Fulfill Allah's command, stay away from Allah's prohibition. Second, he says, ahkamat, injunctions, laws, jurisdiction, legislation. And the third aspect, he says, the third type of verses in the Quran are names and attributes of Allah. Who is Allah? What are Allah's sifat? What are Allah's attributes? So again, one third of the Quran. Allama Razi rahimahullah, he mentions, he says, there are three themes in the Quran. One is incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, what we call qisas, ibar, incidents and lessons we learned from the lives of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Musa alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, etc. Like the second aspect, he says, second theme that is found in the Quran is again laws, ahkamat, injunctions, rules, regulations, how we are supposed to be living our lives. And the third, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sifat and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that one third of the Quran, in other words, overriding message behind all this is that in Surah Ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces himself. Like we find that it's mentioned in one riwayat that anna al-mushrikeen سألوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the mushrikeen in Mecca, the kuffar, and in another narration it comes that the delegation of Najran, the Nasran, the Isais, the Christians, they came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. But the more famous one, that أن المشركين سألوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, amongst the Arabs, they were very, very carried away by this issue of what we call hasab, nasab, lineage or background, family background. You and I, you ask the person, by what's your name, we'll say our name, father's name, maximum grandfather. Some of us, very, very few, illa mashallah, will know our great grandfather's name. Amongst the Arabs, they were very, very carried away by this issue of hasab, nasab. Person will tell you his father, grandfather, great grandfather, and he will go up 8, 9, 10 generations. And if we look at the environment in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, 360 idols in Kaabatullah. 360 idols. So they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they asked him, insab lana rabbak, unsub lana rabbak. Tell us, what is the hasab nasab of Allah? What is Allah's lineage? This Rabb that you are calling towards, aja'ala al-alihata ilahan wahida. You are saying Allah is one. Tell us. Tell us about Allah. Who was his father, na'uzubillah, grandfather? What is his lineage? What is his background? In another riwayat it comes, they came and said, siflana rabbak. Describe for us who is our Rabb. In some tafsirs, even these words are mentioned. Amin hajarin, am shajarin, am khashabin, amin dhahabin. This Allah that you are inviting us towards, this Allah that you are telling us about, إِلَى مَن تَدْعُونَا, the one you are calling us out towards, is he made of stone? Is he made of a tree? Is he made of wood? Is he made of gold? Like some of our idols are made out of wood, some of our idols are made out of gold, we are calling them gods. So tell us, where does this Allah come from? Who is this Allah? This one that you are inviting us towards. So it is said on that occasion, this surah was revealed. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Unfortunately, we have already run out of time. But, wallah, Surah Al-Ikhlas, if we develop an association and attachment with it, only four verses, yet in it such a beautiful manner. This is a limitless ocean in which Allah has introduced Himself. We want the love of Allah, we want the ta'alluq of Allah. Allah has kept it to a very large extent in Surah Ikhlas. Allah give us tawfiq.